I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Kane's Ideal Farms. Formerly known as the McDade Farm, the Ideal Farm was purchased in 1929 by Bradford millionaire oilman and visionary Frank M. Johnston. Also known as the Million Dollar Farm, Johnston's spotless dairy, about 2.5 miles from Kane, on the Smethport Road, was one of the finest farms in the nation. Although the purchase price was not disclosed, Johnston reportedly spent $30,000 in improvements alone, the Kane Republican reported. Johnston's bold ambition was to get his milk certified by the McKean County Medical Society, making it practically prescription-grade milk. The man who had made millions producing grade-A crude oil now set his sights on selling certified Golden Guernsey milk. At the time, his Ideal Farms truck had a picture of a cow and the words, "Pure Pennsylvania Oil." 5 of Johnston's 35 head of cattle came directly from the island of Guernsey in the English Channel, where the breed first began, the newspaper reported. The cows receive daily cleaning with an efficient vacuum cleaner, and always their coats have a constant luster like that of thoroughbreds at a horse show. B.V. Honey managed the Ideal Farm, wearing a required white uniform like those worn by hospital interns. The cows were exercised nightly in special pens just before their evening milking. According to the company's newspaper ads, the use of certified Golden Guernsey milk was urged by doctors. It is richer in appearance, richer in taste, richer in actual nourishment than ordinary milk, and it was produced under the supervision of the McKean County Medical Society. Ideal Farms welcomed visitors to revel in its immaculate state. Before entering the cattle barn, guests were required to put their feet in a pan containing disinfectant, but were not compelled to remove their shoes, as the disinfectant reportedly did not harm shoe leather. Frank M. Johnston was decades ahead of his time. Today, the rigorous certified organic stamp for milk and produce is the gold standard, and whole organic milk often costs over $7 a gallon, with organic eggs ranging in price from $4 to $7 per dozen. Just a year after opening in 1930, a fire destroyed the farm's poultry house. And according to the Kane Republican, only one chicken out of 500 survived. Further damage to the farm was avoided thanks to the fast response by Chief Jack Valentour and the Kane Fire Department. The fire started due to a defect in the gas heating regulator, the newspaper reported. Frank M. Johnston passed away in 1932 at the age of 79. His obituary in the Bradford Era noted that he was greatly interested in cattle, horses, grape raising, and the production of pure milk. Owner Harry Long, who purchased Ideal Farms from Robert Johnston in 1955, managed to keep the farm afloat into the 1960s, and the showplace of the area was finally put up for auction in 1964. The noted herd and all equipment went on the block, with the sale of buildings and the 310-acre farm being auctioned separately. With hundreds attending the sale, Mrs. Harry Long reported that we sold everything but a cow, calf, a tractor, and mowing machines, which we retained for personal use. The storied herd was scattered throughout the state and into New York and Ohio. The Ideal Farm site was back in the news in 1968 when Cablevision selected the location as its ideal spot for placement of its community antenna. Owing to its lofty perch, the new TV transmitter brought 12 TV channels to Kane subscribers. In 1972, businessman Bill Cochran opened a new Agway store at the farm site to much fanfare. Specializing in lawn and garden products, mowers, power tools, and appliances, the store was converted to a True Value hardware store in 1976. With today's emphasis on farm-to-table and small batch and artisan foods, one can only imagine what could have been for Ideal Farms. Had the winds of change blown a little differently, and with their storybook setting and a solid certified gold and Guernsey milk label, Kane's Ideal Farms could have been the first of its kind craft dairy brand, like Ben & Jerry's or Tillamook. Oh, what could have been for Ideal Farms. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.